الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على افضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الامين وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الرعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب والذي انزل اليك من ربك الحق ولكن اكثر الناس لا يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى آمين يا رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I have been telling many a times, most of the surahs of the Quran are in pairs. But there are certain surahs which are unique and there is no other surah like those. For example, the very first surah of the Quran, Suratul Fatiha, is unique. It has no pair. But then Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Ali Imran, they were a pair. Suratul Nisa, Suratul Ma'idah, they were a pair. Suratul Anam, Suratul Araf, they were a pair. Suratul Anfal, Suratul Tawbah were a pair. Surah Yunus, Surah Hud were a pair. And then last night we studied Suratul Yusuf is unique. And I told you that among the 14 surahs of the third group, the group of Makki Madani surahs, the 14 surahs are Makki, starting from Yunus, ending in the 18th part with Suratul Mu'minun. These are 14 surahs. But the 12 of these surahs, they can be grouped into 4 subgroups of 3 surahs each. Now in each subgroup, there is one pair and one unique. One pair and one unique. So we had Surah Yunus and Surah Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, a pair. Surah Yusuf, unique. Now we have another, the second subsection of 3 surahs. Surah Ar-Ra'd and Surah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they are a very beautiful example of a pair. But then Suratul Hijr, that is a unique surah. It has a style of its own. And rather, if we can reach Suratul Hijr tonight, then I shall tell you that it has actually a very peculiar position in this Mushaf. Look to these two subgroups. The first subgroup was consisting of a little larger surahs. Surah Yunus, 11 sections. Surah Hud, 10 sections. Surah Yusuf, 12 sections. Now we shall have the smaller group. This group, Surah Ar-Ra'd, 6 sections. Surah Ibrahim, 7 sections. Surah Al-Hijr, 6 sections. They are smaller. Then the third subsection will be again, subgroup will be Surah Al-Nahl, 16 sections. Then Surah Bani Israel, Surah Al-Kahf, each having 12 sections. So smaller and a greater. Now out of these, Surah Ar-Ra'd and Surah Ibrahim, as I have told you, they are a pair. And you see, the 43 ayat of Surah Ar-Ra'd are divisible in 6 rukus, 6 sections. That is, the average is 7 ayat in one ruku. In the same case, 52 ayat of Surah Ibrahim, they are divisible into 7 sections. Again, 7.5, average is 7.5 ayat per section. But look to Hijr. It has 6 sections, but 99 ayat. A very different size, smaller ayat. Because I told you that the surahs which were revealed in the beginning, they were of a different size, smaller ayat. Just like the rivulets in the mountainous area, in the mountainous regions, the rivers are not very wide, but they are very deep. And the flow of water is very strong, currents going on. But when the same rivers come to the fields, to the plains, Now, they are broad, but they are slow and constant. So that is actually the best simile of the surahs which were revealed earlier. Small ayat, but the flow and the rhythm is very fast. But when you go the later period of the Makki and then the Madani surah, then you will find the ayat are larger in size. The flow, the rhythm, there is a divine music, all right, but the flow is not so fast. So you will find in Surah Al-Hijr all the qualities of those surahs which were revealed very early. They are present in Surah Al-Hijr. And this surah actually belongs to the early Makkian period, but it has been included in this group. Although this group, two groups of these surahs, they have most of them, the surahs which were revealed in the last 4 years of the Makki period. But this one has been added here. Now, just like Suratul Anam and Suratul Araf, I told you, in Makki surahs, in one of the group, there will be tazkir be ala illah. Allah's creative activity, Allah's signs, Allah's attributes, how He has created, how is there blissing this universe, all these ala illah. But in the second member of that group, that's where you will find a tazkir be ayyamillah, the history of messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened to big nations, to the people of Hud, to people of Saleh, the people of Nuh alayhim salatu wa salam. So this is tazkir be ayyamillah, reminding people and admonishing them, referring to the history, referring to the events, great events of their past history, and admonishing people, referring to the creative activity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His signs, that is at-tazkir bi-ala illah. So you will find in Surah Al-Ra'd at-tazkir bi-ala illah. No reference to messengers, no reference to prophets. It's all the person of Allah, His attributes and His omnipotence, omniscience, all these things, they are stressed in Surah Al-Ra'd. But again you shall find in Surah Ibrahim reference to the messengers. But the difference would be, we have studied these news of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Araf, then again in Surah Uhud, but here you will find them collectively. Only Hazrat Ibrahim is mentioned in a little bit detail and naming him, but all Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Uhud, Hazrat Saleh, Hazrat Lut, Hazrat Shu'aib, they are not been named there. Only collectively they have been mentioned. So this much should suffice as an introduction, and now we begin our textual study. Alif Lam Mim Ra. There are two surahs in the Quran which begin with four letters. We read Suratul Araf. Alif Lam Mim Saad. All the other which have read up till now, Alif Lam Mim, three letters. Suratul Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. Suratul Al Imran, Alif Lam Mim. Then again, Suratul Yunus, Alif Lam Ra, three letters. Surah Hud, Alif Lam Ra, three letters. Surah Yusuf, Alif Lam Ra. This is the second surah which starts with four letters. Like Alif Lam Mim Saad, Suratul Araf, and Alif Lam Mim Ra, it is Suratul Saad. Tilka Ayatul Kitab. These are the signs, these are the ayat, these are the revelations of the book. وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ. And what has been revealed to you, what has been sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your Lord, is truth, the total truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But most of the people, they don't believe in it. اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ لِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Now just, this one ayah, how profound it is, giving us the creative activity and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of all His creation. Allah الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها. Allah is He who has raised high the heavens without any pillars which you can see. He has no visible pillars. ثم استوى على العرش. Then He mounted the throne. وسخر الشمس والقمر. And He subjected the sun and the moon. كل يدري لأجل المسمى. All are running their own courses till an appointed term, appointed time. They will not be going on forever. It is ajalul musamma. There is a time which is appointed already. Yudabbiru al-amr. He manages and ordains all the affairs. He is the creator as well as the controller. Not only a creator, he's the controller. He is the runner of this show. He is the manager of everything. He ordained it. يُفَسَّلُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ He is explaining to you these ayat. Maybe so that you may believe in meeting with your Lord. لَعَلَّكُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّكُمْ تُوقِنُونَ So that you have belief and faith that you will have to meet your Lord one day. Now what's the relationship? Because you know the doubt which came to the minds of the people about resurrection was, how can it happen? When we shall all decay, our bodies will decay, will become dust like dust, and will be left in the clay. How is it possible that we can be resurrected? We can be created again? Now Allah says, if you believe in that Allah, who created all the heavens and the earth, who is controlling all of the universe, who is controlling the sun and the moon and all the stars and everything, do you believe he cannot create you again? If he could create you for the first time, doing some job for the first time is more difficult. To repeat it is easy. Now you think that it is difficult to repeat your creation. He can create. So all these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will remove your doubts about resurrection. وَهُوَ الَّذِي مَبَّ الْأَرْضِ And it is He who spread out the earth, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ And put in it the mountains, وَأَنْهَارَ And the rivers, وَمِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ And He has produced all the fruits. وَمِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَرَاتِ جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ And from all the vegetation, He has made pears. And today we know, you know, I think when the Quran was being revealed, it was not in the knowledge of humanity that among the plants also, there are sexes. You have the male and the female in each flower. The male and the female. In the date palm especially, they have separate flowers, the male flower and the female flower. But these things, you know, they have come to be known now universally. Everything. It has sexes. It has pairs. Yushin laylan nahar. He makes the night cover the day. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Definitely, in these things are signs for those who reflect, who think. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do all this, why can't He resurrect you? Why can't He give you another life? وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ And you find in the land, in the earth, there are blocks, adjoining tracks. قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ Adjoining tracks. وَجَنَّاتٌ مِّنْ أَعْنَابٍ There are gardens of grapes, وَزَرْعٌ And there are the corn fields, وَنَخِيلٌ And there are the date palms, سِنْوَانٌ وَغَيْرُ سِنْوَانٍ And these date palms you find clustered also and in single positions also. يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ They are all irrigated with the same water. وَنُفَضِّلُ بَعْضَهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فِي الْأُكُلِ And we make superior some of them over the others in the taste. The same tract of land, the same water, it is irrigating them, but the dates of this tree are a different taste, and the dates coming from this tree, they have a different taste. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ In this, there are signs for those people who use their senses, use their intellect. Now this diversity, you know, diversity of creation, this also is a very big sign of the creative power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that He can create only one thing or two things or three things, you know. Diversity you find. There's no monotony in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Diversity of every kind. Now this is the concluding ayah. وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعْجَبٌ قَالُهُمْ Now if you have to wonder, then the wondrous thing is that they are saying, what they are saying, إِذَا كُلْنَا تُرَابًا أَيْنَا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ When we shall be reduced to dust, oh, then we will be resurrected and created anew. This saying of theirs is actually, if you want to wonder, it's wondrous. Because if you see the whole of the universe, one who believes that he will be resurrected, it's nothing. Because if Allah could create everything and He is controlling all the universe, He can create. But actually, if you have to doubt, that you doubt their saying. Their saying is illogical. Whatever they are saying is absolutely irrational. Not believing in resurrection But rejecting the possibility of resurrection, that is illogical. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They are the people who have disbelieved their Lord. When they say there can be no resurrection, what does it mean? They don't believe in the omnipotence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't believe that Allah is ala kulli shay'in qadeer. So actually they are not rejecting the idea of resurrection. They are rejecting the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ. And there are iron chains binding their hands to their necks. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. And they are the people of the fire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will dwell in it forever. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. Now as I have been reading, you know, many times, they used to say, okay, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now bring that chastisement. We are fed up of hearing these threats from you. And these people ask you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to hasten on the evil before the good. قَبْلَ الْحَسَنَةِ. وَقَدْ خَلَقْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمُ الْمُسَلَاةِ. So many exemplary punishments came to the people living in this very peninsula. They know it. What happened to Aad and Samud? They were the people of the same land. بَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ. But your Lord is forgiving for the people despite their sins and evil doings. If He is not sending the final judgment, if He is not sending the final chastisement, if He is not showing any physical sign and miracle, it is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to give them more respite. Or if they people, they want that the azab should come and the punishment should come. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَشَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And verily, your Lord, it's very severe in retribution and punishment. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ. The same thing. And these people who disbelieve, they say, why has not been any sign, any visible miracle sent on him? مِنْ رَبِّهِ. From his Lord. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are only a warner. And for every nation, we have been sending guides. This is very important that I have told you. This ayah again must be remembered. To every nation, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ. We have been sending people who guided people to the right way. But only the history of the Arabian Peninsula and the Middle East, that has been repeated in the Quran several times. Because this was known to those people who were the first addressees of the Quran. Otherwise they should have been taught geography and history, and then the names of the other messengers of Allah and other prophets will be given there. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa. Allah very well knows what every female is carrying in her womb. وَمَا تَغِيْضُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَسْتَعَدْ. And with what their wombs contract and dilate, these wombs of women. You know, they are contracting after they have given birth to the child. They become very small. But as, you know, this fetus is developing in it, they dilate, go on dilating, So Allah knows it. When the womb is contracting, when the womb is dilating. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa wa ma tahidu al-arhamu ma tazdad wa kullu shay'in indahu bi miqdar. And everything is with him according to a layer. Everything is layered. There's nothing haphazard which is happening. Neither the contraction of the womb of the uterus is haphazard, nor its dilatation is haphazard. It's all ordained. It's all physiology. The laws of physiology are governing them. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. He is the Lord of the seen as well as the unseen. الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ. He is the exalted one. And He is the great, mutaal and exalted. You know this Kabir, and we have one of the names of Allah subhanahu al-mutakabbir. الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. He is متكبر. Now this word متكبر, it's not used in a good sense. For if you say that person is متكبر, no, it's not in a good sense. But Allah to him is proof, 100% applicable. المتكبر. So he is كبير, he is متعال. سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به. It's absolutely equal whether someone of you conceals what he is saying, you know, in very low voice, or he declares it openly. وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَقْسِمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَصَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. and the one who is hiding during the night, and the one who goes free by the day. What does it mean? Everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ مُوَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ مَنِي يَدَيْهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed in succession, in shifts, the attendants. بَنَ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ. Whosoever is going out, he has the guards before him also and behind him also. يَحْفُظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And they are guarding him from divine command, from the command of Allah. Well, the time of his death has not come as yet. You have to guard him. His bodyguards are with us. Actually, none of us needs any bodyguards. When that appointed time of death comes, no bodyguards can save you. And till that time, that appointed time has not come, nobody can kill you. So it's absolutely useless to have bodyguards. And we read in Surah Al-An'am, ayah number 61, Yursilu alaykum hafaza. He sends on you the guards, you know, they guard you, they keep guarding you. They don't let you die before that appointed time comes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Now this is a very big and very fundamental principle of sociology. Verily Allah doesn't change the conditions of a nation unless they change the conditions of their souls. If you are good from within, you will have good conditions. If you are yourself bad in intention in your soul, something bad will come to you. If you want to change your conditions, because if you are downtrodden, it is because, you know, something was wrong in your soul. So these colonial powers couldn't, you know, rule us unless we were not weak from within. If we had iman in us, they couldn't capture us and conquer us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran clearly, أَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will remain supreme and the highest only if you remain mu'min. But when our iman became weak, well, just as we find, when the resistance goes down, now all the bacteria can have you, any effect can attack you. Because your own resistance has gone down, has been lowered. So actually when iman goes off, then the nation, the community, that becomes downtrodden. So that is it. Now you want that the conditions should change. But you are not thinking of changing yourself, unless the conditions within you, these change. The condition, you know, which you are experiencing outside, they can never be changed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. There is a very beautiful couplet in Urdu. خدا نے آج تک اس قوم کی حالت نہیں بدلی. نہ ہو جس کو خیال آپ اپنی حالت کے بدلنے کا. You have to change yourself first. Then the condition will be changed. فَإِذَا عَرَضَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decides for some community, something bad, some punishment, now there is none who can turn it back. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَالِ. And there is none except Allah who can protect them. هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. It is He who shows you the lightning with fear as well as خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا and hope also. Maybe some rain is coming in our fields, they are dry. So the harvest will be good. But maybe some storm is coming. Whenever there is وَالَّذِي يُرِكُمُ الْبَرْقَ, when there is lightning and thunder, actually He shows you the lightning with fear as well as hope. وَيُنْشِيُ الصَّحَابَ الثِّقَالَ. And it is He who brings up the heavy clouds. وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And this thunderbolt, this actually glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His praise. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. And all the angels also, out of awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His praise. وَيُسْلُ السَّوَائِقَ. And He sends the thunderbolts. فَيُسِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. And then He inflicts with that thunderbolt lightning anyone whom He likes. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. And they are disputing and arguing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ. And He is severe in punishment. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Now these words can be interpreted in two ways. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. For Him is the true prayer, the effective prayer. If you are praying Him, actually your prayers will be heard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to grant them. But if you are praying to anybody else, all your prayers are going in vain. Nobody to answer, nobody has the power to accept. and deliver you from the difficulties in which you are praying Allah. And secondly, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you for is the truth. Because we have read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. He also calls people, إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ, towards the house of peace. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. As for those deities whom they are praying and calling, leaving him aside, they are not actually, they cannot answer their calls, they cannot accept their prayers. إِلَّا كَبَاسِتٍ كَفَيْهِ الْمَارِ. And their similitude is to a person who stretches out his hands for water. Now just imagine, if there is a deep well, there is water in it, and you want to stretch your hand to get the water so that this water should reach his mouth. But actually the hand cannot reach that water, and that water cannot reach the mouth. All the prayers of these unbelievers and disbelievers go in vain. They are just lost, because nobody is there to accept these prayers and to answer these prayers. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. And to Allah prostrates everything which is in the heavens and which is in the earth, willingly or unwillingly. Not only all these things, even their shades and their shadows, they also, وَظِلَالُهُمْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, in the morning and the evening. So it's a very beautiful bird picture. There is a tree standing. What happens when the sun rises on the east? You find that there is a shadow, a long shadow, lying down on the ground. Now as the sun is going up, the shadow is contracting towards that tree, as if it is coming up. And when it is noon, it is up, no shadow. Then now again, when the sun goes to the west, again a shadow. And it is becoming longer and longer and longer, as if now it is prostrating to the east. So actually the shadows are also making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the morning, they were making sajda towards the west. In the evening, they are making sajda towards the east. Now this is ayat of sajda, we have also to prostrate. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Ask them, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? قُلِ اللَّهِ. And you yourself tell them, Allah. قُلْ أَفَتَّخَذْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِي أَوْلِيَا. Now if he is the Lord of all the heavens and the earth, how does it come? How come you have taken besides him protectors? لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. You have taken them as your protectors, although they don't have the power for even themselves for anything beneficial or for anything which is harmful. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Ask them, can the blind and the seeing people be equal? أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ. Or can the light and the darknesses be equal? أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Have they accepted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates who have created something, and now because they have also created something like the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now they are confused regarding the creation. Which is the creation of Allah and which is the creation of anybody else? But because I told you many a times that, you know, these kuffar and mushrikeen of Arabia, they believed that the creation all belongs to Allah. وَلَا يُسَالْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَعَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They will say, لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. If you ask them, who created all the heaven and the earth? They will certainly say, Allah. فَنَّا تُوفَقُونَ. So actually what they believed was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the all-powerful Allah, he is one, he is alone, and he created all the universe. But there are smaller gods and goddesses. They can be of help to us in the hereafter, in the day of judgment. They will intercede for us. And they can take us closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they wanted to please them also, to offer them some sacrifices also. That was the shirk. Otherwise they didn't think that Allah has created half of the world and the rest of the half of this universe has been created by anybody else. No. وَلِلَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the creator of everything. وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. And he is the one, the omnipotent. irresistible. Under the Samaya, now you are seeing all these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creative activity, how he is running this universe, all these signs, you know, Allah illah, they have been discussed here. Under the Samaya, fasalat awdiyatun biqadariha. He sent down water from the heaven, and now the valleys flow in these mountainous regions, because there is a mountainous side, now there is going to be rain. Now all rain going to the downs, to these valleys. Now these valleys become rivers. They are not rivers permanently. But when there is rain, all these wadis, all these valleys become rivers. فَسَالَتْ عَوْبِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. Every wadi, every valley has a catchment area. So the greater catchment area, the torrent is more strong, more deep. The catchment area is small. بِقَدْرِهَا. Every has its own size. فَحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَةٌ. And the torrent carries over it a swelling scum. There is a scum over the waters. وَمِمَّا يُوْقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلُهُ. And from that over which they kindle a fire seeking to make ornaments or wear rises scum. When you know the goldsmith, he kindles fire over gold to purify it. Then you find, you know, that over that gold there is a scum also. But now what happens to this scum? كَذَلَكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. This has been interpreted in two ways. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes the similitude of the truth and the falsehood. The scum over the surface of the water is nothing. It is just visible, but it has no value. Really, water is underneath the scum. In the same way, the scum which has risen, when you are cleaning the silver or the gold, it is nothing. Actually, the silver of the gold is lying below. This is the example. Although batil, the falsehood appears, and it appears very awful. It has no reality. The reality is something which is hiding behind it or beneath it. But the other, you know, the interpretation is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he strikes this batil with haq. And we have another example of this phenomenon in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 18. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ ظَاهِقٌ. We strike the falsehood with reality. There is a striking. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ. And you know, this haq, the truth, it breaks the bones, of head bones, skull of batil. So there has been going on a struggle between haq and batil. Many a times, you know, haq came, جَعَ الْحَقْ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Muhammad came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the haq, it was struck against batil, and batil it went off. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ ظَاهِقٌ. Go. Again batil appears, gathers his strength and comes. Then you read that people who uphold the truth and reality, they should come up and they should strike again against this batil. So this goes on. And now let me tell you that this ayah, that there is come over the torrent, there is scum over the waste of the goldsmith and so on, but this scum goes. It dries away. It has nothing to do. Fama zabado fayazhabo jufan. All this scum goes away. It doesn't exist. It dries up. Fama ma yanfaun nasa fayamkutu fillard. And as for bad thing, which is beneficial to the mankind, that remains in the earth. Water was beneficial, the scum was not beneficial. Scum goes off. Water was beneficial. It is absorbed in the land and then it gives, you know, vegetation. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. In this way Allah strikes the similitudes. Now in this ayah we find a slight reflection of the dialectical process. Just as we have been finding, this part of the dialectical materialism, the philosophy of Marx, is correct. These philosophies, they are not totally false. There is element of truth in them. Now we see that there is some thesis. It creates an antithesis from its very womb and its bosom. Then there is a striking between the two. And then the result is a synthesis. So whatever is beneficial to humanity, it remains. Whatever is not beneficial, it goes off. But again, because it is actually the creation of human mind, it's not complete. There remains something, some flaw remains over there. And this gives birth to another antithesis. Now the synthesis becomes thesis and it gives birth to another antithesis. Then there is again a striking between the two, a collision between the two, and then again a synthesis comes up. So actually, the material world is definitely progressing within the sessions, no doubt about it. We can see there was monarchy, kingship, aristocracy, feudalism. From its womb or from its bosom, democracy was born. Now there was a struggle between the two. And that was manifested by the French Revolution. But what happened? This democracy was also, it had flaws in it. Because it gave birth to capitalism. Now humanity was saved from the tyranny of the kings, emperors and feudals. But now the capitalist, that became powerful and the rest of the people, they were reduced to the position of laborers. Now this again is strife. Now it becomes a thesis and then gave birth to antithesis of communism. There was a struggle and strife between the two. And out of this strife came out socialism. And the socialism of Scandinavian type, in which there is democracy also, and there is the rights of the laborers also secure. So this process is going on. And why is it going on? Because matter is incomplete. If you look to materialism only, if you take to materialism, this process will go on. It will not take you to perfection. It is only the divine light and the divine guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given through His revelation that can give you a totally perfect system, balanced system, politically, economically, socially. It can be a just social order from every respect. Those who respond to their Lord, for them is the fairest reward, al-husna. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ And those who don't respond to Him, لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي النَّظْرِ جَمِيعًا وَمِثْلَهُ مَا هُوَ لَفْتَدَوْا بِهِ If they had possessed all the wealth of this world, and another twofold of all the wealth of the world they had possessed, they would be ready to give it to ransom themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ سُوُ الْحِسَابِ For them there will be the evil reckoning. وَمَا وَهُمْ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ And their abode is going to be the hell. And it is a very bad resting place. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى Now just think, a person who believes and who knows that whatever has been sent down on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your Lord, is the truth. For example, Abu Bakr. He knows that this is the truth. His own soul has testified to the truthfulness of this message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down on you. Kamal hu ama. Can he be like the one who is blind, who cannot see? He cannot appreciate. Innama yatazakkaru ulul albab. Only those people who have understanding, and they use their intellect, only they can be minded, only they can be admonished. Allazina yufuna bi'ahdillah. Those who fulfill their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala yanquduna al-misaq. And they don't break the covenant. Which was this covenant? Which we read in Surah Al-Araf. Alaqsa bi rabbikum? Qalu bala. Now those people who are true to this covenant, they accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord. They go on worshipping Him, obeying Him. Wallazina yasiluna ma amara Allahu bihi ayyusala. And they join what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to join. These relations of womb, silatul rahm, because people are joined together. The brothers and sisters are joined together at the womb of the mother. They have all come out of the womb of the mother. And then at the womb of the grandmother, the cousins, they are joined. So these are the relationships between human beings. And these are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that you should have enough regard for these relationships. But those who break them, they will be mentioned later. وَيَخْخَانَ رَبَّهُ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ And they have fear of their Lord. And they always fear the evil reckoning of the day of judgment. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ And those who persevere in seeking the countenance of their Lord. وَجْهِ Face, countenance. And what does it mean? The player. They seek the player of their Lord. وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ And they establish the prayers. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً and they spend for his pleasure from what we have provided them, secretly and openly. يَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ And they repel, وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ They repel the evil with good. Now this is the picture that was at Makkah. People were calling names to Muslims and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, you have gone crazy. Oh, this is that and that is this. But the Muslim had to be very patient. Not giving the reply in the same coin. No. يَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ They are, you know, defending against all these bad things with good behavior. They are responsible for good. They are calling names to you and you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, forgive them. Because they don't know. Allahumma haqqawmi, innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide them to the right path. Actually what they are saying out of ignorance. They don't know it. They don't know what they are saying. They don't know what they are doing. So Allah, forgive them. يَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ These are the people for whom there will be the good abode of the hereafter. What is that abode? Jannatu adn yadkhulunaha. There will be gardens and residential gardens, or the gardens which will have perpetual bliss. Yadkhulunaha. They will enter them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ And with them, those of their fathers and their spouses, وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ and their progeny, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ Those of fathers and spouses and progeny, مَنْ صَلَحَ Who have been reformed, who are on the right path, maybe they are not of that level. For example, if there is a very highly spiritual person among the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is sending him to a higher level of Jannah. Now he sees his father, his mother, for example, his sons and daughters, his wife for example, or the wife sees the husband. Although they are okay, they have also been admitted in Jannah, but not that level. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the levels of these relatives of this person, so that they should be with him. But the condition is, man salaha min abaihim. They must confirm the prerequisites and fulfill the prerequisities. But the level that can be increased, so that this person, he is pleased to have his father with him. His brothers and his wife with him. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ And the angels will keep on coming to them from all the doors. And what for? Salamun alaykum. Saluting them. Giving them salam. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Because of the patience and perseverance which you showed. Now in these two ayat you find the word sabr. Most importantly mentioned. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ Those who showed perseverance. This was ayah number 22. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ And here in ayah number 24, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ Actually through the Makki period, the most important virtue was sabr. Because, as I told you, it was the period of passive resistance. You have to convey your message. You have to spread this message of Islam, unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Muhammad is messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to go on spreading the message. And if people, you know, they are calling names to you, they are mocking at you, they are cutting jokes with you, or they are persecuting you. Persecution, it can be verbal, it can be physical. You have to take everything with patience. No retaliation. This is sabr. This was the order of the day for 12 long years at Makkah. No Muslim was allowed to retaliate. Don't try to reply them in the same coin. No. The law is an-nafs bil-nafs, wal-ayn bil-ayn, wal-ulufa bil-uluf. The law remains the same. The law is what in Torah, and the law is the same here in Quran also. But actually, this period of the struggle, this period of dawah, this is the stage of your movement. During this phase of your movement, you have to have sabr. No retaliation, no revenge. And this was the key to success. Because the general public, which we call the silent majority, they were seeing it, they were silent, they couldn't take the courage of standing, you know, and saying to Abu Jahl, you are wrong. They didn't have the courage to say this. But they were not blind, they were seeing what is happening to Muhammad. And who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is happening to Abu Bakr and who is Abu Bakr? What is happening to Bilal? Well, he did nothing wrong. He only says that
There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. If he has committed a crime, this is the crime. And he is being beaten like anything. He was seen being dragged, you know, with a rope in his neck, and he was being dragged like the dead body, like dogs of an animal. Why? What for? Due to what? What crime was this? None. So actually, the sympathies of the general masses, of the people, of the silent majority, they were going in favor of these people who were calling them towards Allah, and that was the key to the success. So this sabr was most important during all this Makki period. That is why in the beginning you find even, you know, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in singular pronoun, فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَحْجُرْهُمْ حَيْرًا جَبِيدًا وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ وَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You don't find it in so many places. The advice to Muhammad coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Muhammad, take it patiently. Take it patiently. Bear it patiently. Show perseverance. وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَصْبِرْ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَكْظُومٌ. Don't become like that messenger of Allah who was swallowed by the fish. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. You have to wait for the express permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave Makkah. You can't leave Makkah without express permission. You have to be here and you have to take everything with forbearance. وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. Now these words must remind you of the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. There we found وَمَا يُذِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا يَعْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. وَمَا يُذِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصْلَى وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This actually, the ayah 26 and 27 of Surah Al-Baqarah, these words are very much resembling. And this is a sign that the time of the revelation of these surahs, Surah Ibrahim and Surah Ra'd, was very close to the time of the revelation of Surah Al-Baqarah. Very near the event of Hijrah. وَالَّذِينَ أَهْلَ أَصْفَادْهُمْ who break يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having confirmed وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُصْلَى and they are breaking these relations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded that they should be joined, not broken. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ and they are making mistakes in the land. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةُ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ for them there is the la'na, the curse. For them will be the evil abode. Allah yamsiku rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah is He who outspreads the provision for whomsoever He likes. Gives Him more and more and plenty of it. Wa yaqdiru liman yasha'u. These are the words understood here. And for whomsoever He wants, He straightens it, narrows it. Wa farihu bil hayati dunya. And these people, they are rejoicing. They are over enjoying the life of this world. Wa mal hayati dunya fil akhirati illa mata'. While the life of this world compared with the hereafter is nothing but a passing enjoy or a little comfort. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Again the same. And these people who have disbelieved, they say, why has not been sent any miracle, any clear visible sign on him from his Lord? قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمِرْنُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ هَابُ. Tell them, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He leads whomsoever He likes astray. And He gives the guidance towards Him only to the person who turns to Him. Who intends to have the guidance, Allah will give the guidance. But who doesn't intend Himself, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give Him guidance. He is not going to show Him those signs and miracles. They are gone. Gone are the days. That was the childhood of humanity. Now humanity has come of age. Now mature. Mentally mature. Now you have to think and understand for your own self. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who believe. And their hearts, they get satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبُ. Behold, these hearts, these souls can have satisfaction only in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have plenty of everything, all the luxuries, all the comforts, everything, but still you won't find that satisfaction of your heart. These hearts can only feel satisfaction if they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبُ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تُوبَى لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ مَآبٍ. Those who believe and do good deeds, For them there are blessedness and the very beautiful place of return. Husnul Ma'ab. كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٌ. In this way, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you to a community before whom so many communities have passed. In this very Arabian Peninsula, the Aad and the Samud and so on, many communities and nations have lived. لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So that you recite to them what we have sent down to you in revelations. وَهُمْ يَكْرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَانِ. And they are denying, rejecting Rahman. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Now this is another issue. Because the name of the supreme deity with them was Allah. They objected, who is this Rahman? We know Allah. But who is this Rahman? You say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know Allah. Who is Rahman? You'll find this discussed in detail in Surah Al-Furqan. We are not going to accept Rahman. Who is this Rahman? وَهُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ بِالرَّحْمَانِ قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He is my Lord. And there is no God except Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابِ. And I have put all my faith in Him. And towards Him is my return. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. If there was, even there were a Quran by which the mountains could be moved, or whereby the earth were left asunder, and whereby the dead were spoken to, they would not have believed. Now this is actually addressed to the Muslims. As I told you when we were studying Suratul Anam, that maybe that some Muslims thought that if they are shown the miracle, if they are demanding miracle, if their demand is exceeded, what's the harm? Maybe some of them really come to believe, maybe they are sincere in their demand. And even if they don't believe, at least they will have to shut up their mouth. They won't be able to say anything. Their argument will be finished. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have read all this, you know, in very great detail in Surah Al-An'am. Here the same subject. If we had sent down this Quran in a way that mountains were moved and the earth was cleft and broken and the dead were made to talk, even then they would not have accepted. They would never come to believe. بَلْ لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا. All authority belongs to Allah. أَفَلَمْ يَيَّسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Are those who believe not convinced, and they are convinced that their concern has not been set at rest? أَفَلَمْ يَيَّسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. أَلَّوْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If Allah had so desired, He could put all the humanity on the right path. Was it beyond His power? He could make all Abu Jahl and all Abu Lahab. Could be made Abu Bakr Siddiq, could be made, you know, Umar Farooq. He could turn them into any direction if he had to use the force. No. Because he has created them for testing. خَلَقَ الْبَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And for testing, it is necessary to give them a choice, freedom of choice. And you know, they are exercising their choice, freedom of choice. Now you don't get perturbed over it. وَلَا يَعَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُسْوِدُهُمْ بِمَا سَنَرُوا قَارِعَةٌ وَتَحُلُّ قَرِيبًا مِّنْ دَارِهِمْ حَتَّى يَاتِيَ وَعَدُ اللَّهِ. And there will be disaster cease to afflict them because of what they do, or it alights near their houses until Allah's promise comes to pass. This subject also we studied in Suratul Anam also, Ayat 42 to 45, Suratul Araf, Ayat 94 and 95. Whenever Allah sent messenger to any community, He sent to that community small inflictions, so that if they can wake up, let them wake up. If they can repent, let them repent. If they are sleeping, maybe that they wake up from their slumber. But these things will come, continue coming before that hour when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final judgment and final, you know, command comes. حَتَّى يَاتِيَ وَعَدُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't go back on His promise. وَلَقَدْ اِسْتَوْفِيَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ. And O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the messengers who came before you, they were also mocked upon. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And we gave them respite. Those people who disbelieved, we gave them, you know, respite. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ. And then I seized them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابُ. You can see how was the punishment which came to them. People of Aad and people of Samud and so on. أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Now he who is standing watches over every soul for what is on earth, and he is Allah. Afaman huwa qaimun ala kulli nafsin bima kasabat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and guarding every soul and whatever he has earned. Wajalu lillahi shuraka. And they have made association that Allah. Nobody is like him. Qul sammuhum am tunabbi'unahu bima la ya'lamu fi al-ardh. Ask them, now you name them. Who are the associates? Who are the partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do you want to tell him what he doesn't know in the heaven and in the earth? Am bi zahiri min al-qawl. Or you are uttering merely empty words. You are saying for the sake of argument. You don't believe in them. Bal zuyyana lil-ladhina kafaru makrahum. But for these people who have come to disbelieve, their devices, their plannings, they have been very beautiful to them. Fasaddu ani sabil. And due to this, they have held back and they are stopping others from the right path. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, now for him there cannot be any guide who can take them to the right path. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them there is punishment in life of this world also. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقُّ. And the punishment of the hereafter is going to be the hardest. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ. And there is no savior for them from Allah. Now the savior, Jesus is the savior, our Lord. Because we believe in him, he will save us. All our sins are condoned only by believing in Jesus. All these things. But there are Muslims also who hold such ideas. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The similitude of the Jannah, the garden, which has been promised to the God-fearing people. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Rivers will be flowing underneath it. أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَظِلُّهَا. Its fruit will also be perpetual and its shade will also be perpetual. Now why this word مَثَل? Because we can't imagine what will be the state of affairs in Jannah. That is beyond our imagination. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَمَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The real blessings of Jannah are which no eye has ever seen, no ears have ever heard about them, and no idea has ever come to any human mind, because that is a different world altogether. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given us some imagination by these words which we know. So there is some similarity, but essentially there is a world of difference between these two things. Tilka ukbal ladhina taqwa. That will be the end of those who had taqwa. Huwa ukbal kafirin annar. And the end of these who disbelieve, that is going to be fire. Wal ladhina atainahum alkitaba yafrahuna bima unzila ilayka. And those whom we gave the book, that is the Jews and the Christians, yafrahuna, they are rejoicing. Bima unzila ilayka, on what has been sent down on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, because till this time, the direct address to the Jews has not started. It would be started after Hijrah, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina, and then you know in Surah Al-Baqarah we find those 10 sections continuous, addressing them. But now the Jews at Medina were listening, that there has come up a person in Makkah who believes in Moses, who believes in David. All these are, you know, our heroes. We know them. These pagan Arabs didn't know them. And he says that actually Torah was given to Moses. And he confirms all these things. He confirms that Zabur was given to David. So actually they were happy to begin with. That there is a confirmation. And what Muhammad is preaching and what he is saying is a confirming their position, strengthening their position. Later on their reaction was something somewhat else. But in the beginning, you know, they said at least in this Arabian Peninsula, there are people now who believe in the prophets of the Old Testament. We believe in all the prophets of the Old Testament. And who are they? They are, so to say, the heroes of these Jews. They believe in them. So actually, because Quran was confirming Torah, Quran was confirming Injil, Quran was confirming Jesus, Quran was confirming Moses and so on, so they were happy. وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ مَا جَاءَهُ. And among the groups there are, you know, who deny some of it. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ. Proclaim, O Muhammad, I have been commanded that I have to obey and worship Allah. And I cannot associate anything, anybody with Him. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو. And I am calling you to him. وَإِلَيْهِ مَعَابُ. And to him is going to be my return. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا. And this is why we have sent down this book, this Quran, as a judgment in Arabic, authority in Arabic. Because the Arabs, they are to be addressed first of all. وَلِتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ بَعْدَ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And if, supposedly, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow their wishes, after that, this ilm, this knowledge, real knowledge has come to you, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا مَعَابٍ. Then there will be no protector for you, and no savior for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very stern words. Whether it pleases them or not, whether they like it or not, you have to be firm on Tawheed, and you have to be firm on whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending upon you. وَقَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا وَلَيْنِ تَبَعْتَ أَهْوَاهُمْ بَعْدَ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا مَعَابٍ. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Now this is the only ayah in this whole surah which refers to the messengers, the former messengers. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. We had sent messengers before you also. And we gave them wives also, and the progeny, sons and daughters. They also married. They also had the offspring. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And it has never been in the power of any messenger to bring any miracle, to show any miracle, to bring any sign, except with the command and leave and permission of Allah. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٌ. And all these fixed periods of time, they have been recorded. What is the time for them? Till what time they will be given this respite? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete record of it. يَمْهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءَ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just blocks out what He wants, what He wishes, and establishes. يُثْبِتُ. And He establishes what He wants. Now this relates to, as far as I think, the nafs. There was a command in Torah, now abrogated. Another command has come in Quran. Although, both the books are from Allah. Even in Quran, there was some command in the early days, then they were abrogated, another command was, you know, given in its place. The request for every Muslim who was dying was made essential, obligatory. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمْ الْمَوْتُ إِنْ تَرَكَ خَيْرًا لِلْوَصِيَّةِ وَصِيَّةٌ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. But when the law of inheritance came, it was abrogated. Now it is not necessary. If you want to make a request, then only one third of your total property, you can make the request for that, more than. So this thus comes. يَمْهُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءَ وَيُثْبِتُ. Whatsoever Allah wants to keep and retain, He retains. And whatever He wants to blot out, He blots out. وَإِنَّهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. And with Him is the mother of the book. وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. لَوْهٌ مَحْفُوظٌ. I told you on the very first day that actually this Quran is the attested copy of that book. The real book is there. فِي لَوْهٍ مَحْفُوظٌ. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونٍ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ. That is the real book, and these are the attested copies. A judge writes a judgment, and that judgment remains there in the official record. Only attested copies of those judgments can be given to the parties. This is an attested copy of the judgment. This is why judge so and so. And this is actually an attested copy. وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ نَعِدُهُمْ. And it is also possible that we show you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of what we have been threatening them with, the azab they come in your lifetime. And it is also possible that we take you back, we possess you. فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. Anyhow, in any case, on you the responsibility is of conveying. وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ. Reckoning and taking account is our business, not yours. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Are they not seeing that we go on diminishing the land on its borders from them? I told in my lecture on the methodology of Islamic revolution and the revolution of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zone of influence of Quraysh was diminishing day by day. And the zone of influence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was increasing. Even before Hijrah, because his message was spreading, although he had spent all his time at Makkah during at least the first 10 years. But the news had gone to far and wide regions. And in this tribe, certain peoples have come to believe. In this tribe also, again, certain peoples have come to believe. The message was progressing every day. And what does it mean? Actually, all these things are going towards Makkah, as if advancing towards Makkah. So Makkah is being encircled. These Quraysh and these Mushrikeen are being encircled. And the circle is becoming closer and closer to them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَاتِ لَرْضَ الْقُصُوحَ مِنَ الْطَلَافِيَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. Hey, this is Allah who commands, decides. And there is no repeller of His command. Whatever He commands, it is executed. وَهُوَ صَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ. And He is very swift in reckoning. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Those people also who were before them, they made devices and plans how to stop this message and how to stop these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. All their plans are under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. He knows whatever every soul is earning. And very soon these kuffar, these disbelievers, these rejectors of the faith will come to know for whom is the happy abode in the hereafter. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَحْنَا مُرْسَلًا. And these kuffar who have rejected you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are saying, you are not a messenger of Allah. لَحْنَا مُرْسَلًا. قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Tell them, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you. He knows that He has sent me. He is sufficient for testifying. He testifies that I am His messenger. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ إِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. And in addition to Allah, those people also who have the knowledge of the book, these people sitting in Medina or in Najran, there were Christians in Najran, south of Makkah. There were Jews in Medina, north of Makkah. So these people also know, and they also testify, because they had all the signs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their books. And we have read this ayah, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They know Him and recognize Him just as they recognize their own sons. So Allah testifies that I am the messenger of Allah, and those people also who have the knowledge of the book. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.